Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Mesech Chulin Dav Samach. And we'll start. The Gemara on the bottom of Dav Samach Amad Aleph says that Be'emes and Maisa Bereshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only said Liminehu by Ilanais. That means that Kadosh Baruch Hu was only mitzave lehedya that trees have to grow separately. But the Shayim, and Rashi says all kinds of Zrayim, it doesn't say in their tzivoy, the Lashon Leminai, which would be mashma that it's okay for them to grow be'eruvya. Nevertheless, Nasu Deshayim Kalvachem Rabba Atzman, and Ritzayin Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'eruvya, why would he say Leminai be'ilonis? And not only that, there's a Kalvachemer. Ma'ilonish in Darkon Lashon be'eruvya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Leminehu, by Deshoyim, Al-Achas Kama V'Kama. Now, based on that memra, which is a memra of Rav Chanina Bar Papa, the Gemara asks the following Shaila. Bari Ravina, Hirkiv Shnei Deshoyim Zeh Al-Gav Zeh, Rav Chanina Bar Papa Mahu. That means to say as follows. In regards to Kalayim, there are two Isurim. One is the Isur of Kalay Zroyim, which means not to plant two Zroyim together. And the other is an Isur of Harkava, which is originally learned out from a pasuk from the fact that there's a hekesh between kalai behema, which is an iser of revia, to the pasuk of kalai ilanais, which is mashma, you should not be markiv one ilan inside the other ilan. And here the Gemara has a question, what's the halacha, is there an iser to be markiv by zroim, one desha or one zera, inside another desha or zera? And on that the Gemara says, the suffix is as follows. Because it doesn't say mefurish in the pasuk that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that they should grow separately, so there's no chiyuv. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to the svar of the deshayim, therefore it says if it says lemineu mefurish in regards to deshayim and zrayim as well. If it does say lemineu in regards to them, they should be nichlal in the regular isra of arkava. And the Gemara replies with a teiku. Now, there's a major nidin in the Rishonim as follows. And it starts with a Mishnah Masechta Kalayim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, that says, "A noitin ilan be'ilan, v'la yerek be'yerek." Which means that there's an Isser Kalayim between Yerek and Yerek. Yerek and the Shayim and Zroyim are all one category. Now, the Hanukkah of the Rishonim is if that there's an Isser to be Zareya Kalayim, then it's obvious that there's also an Isser to do Harkava. Because every Harkava is Be'etzem, also a Kalai Zroyim. Because in order to be awesome, we did Kalai Zroyim, it's not necessary to dafke put together the two Zroyim. If after they grow and you're markiv one to the other, that's be'etzem in effect also a situation of Kalai Zroyim. So l'chayre, a case where you're markiv shnei deshayim zeh al-gav zeh, they should be asrak upon him, we did Kalai Zroyim, even though there's no iser of our cover by them per se. That's the question of Kamar Rishayim and Arasugya, including Taisus. And Taisus answers four terutzim shehein achas. Dainu, Taisus is answering that the Gemara's shaila is that even though we know that it's going to be aser midin kalai zrayim, but the shaila is if it's also going to have the miyuchadika iser of harkava, which is learned out by Ilanais. And there are four nafkaminis between if it's only aser midin kalai zrayim, or there also is an iser of harkava. The first nafkamina is in regards to chutz laaretz, because the iser of kalai zrayim is only in Eretz Yisrael. And we learned that from a pasuk, Sodcha, Lemute, Klai, Zroyim, Shabachutz, Laretz. But the Isser of Arkava Se'ilon, being that it's learned out from a Hekish of Revias Behema, and that's also in Chutz Laretz, so that Isser is also in Chutz Laretz. Memele, the Gemara has a Shaila, if by Deshoyim as well, there's an Isser of Arkava, and Memele it's going to be Usser to do Arkava's Zroyim in Chutz Laretz. That's the first Nafkamina. And Taisus continues with three other Nafkamina, between if it's only us and we didn't kalai Yisrayim, or it's also going to have an added iser of Arkava or not, ayin sham betaisus devir maschil hirkov ubishar rishayim. So hayayitze al kapanim, that's vaday according to shitas ataisus of shar rishayim, that if your mark of shnei desham zel gav zed is going to be an iser, like it says in the Mishnah, ein noitin yerek beyerek mitzad the iser of kalai akerim. Nevertheless, the Gemara has a question whether or not it's also going to be us and we didn't Arkava, which is learned out by Ilonais or not, and there are nafkaminas. Now, the Rambam in Ilchus Kalai in Perik Aleph, Halacha Hei, he paskins the inyan of Kalai Ilonais, and the Rambam explains that by Ilonais there's no Isra of Kalai Zroyim, Ein lecha kilayim ba'ilonis ella b'harkava b'lvad. And the Rambam explains as follows. Ketad, hamarkiv ilon b'ilon, kagoyin shehirkiv yichor shal tapuach b'esrig, ay esrig b'tapuach, hareiz aleikim in atayra. B'chol mokim bein b'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Like we said, the Isra of Harkava is even in chutz la'aretz as well. And the Rambam fears zois, v'chein hamarkiv yerek b'ilon, ay ilon b'yerek, like b'chol mokim. So too, a Yerek B'ilan or an Ilan B'Yerek also has the Isra of Arkava, and it's also going to get Malkus. But the Rambam omits a case of Arkava's Yerek B'Yerek, which is mashu from the Rambam, that if a person is Markiv Yerek B'Yerek, that he's not going to get Malkus. Now, there are two problems with this Rambam that we have to discuss. First of all, is the Hanukkah of the Rishayim, that if there's an Isra of Kalai Zroyim B'Yerek B'Yerek, so too, every Arkava should in effect also be a situation of Kelai Yisrayim, and should be Aser Mitzad that. So in Cain, how could the Rambam paskin that if you're Markiv Yerek B'Yerek, that you're not like it, L'chayra Kapanim should be Aser Midin Kelai Yisrayim, which the Rambam himself, in the whole beginning of that parak, says that you get Malkus for. That's question number one. So in that question, we have two possible Tirutzim. First of all, it's possible to say that the Rambam disagrees with the Hanukkah of the Rishayim. The Rishayim understand Minasvare that every Harkava is in effect also a case of Klai Yisrayim. However, it's possible that the Rambam holds that in order to be awesome within Klai Yisrayim, it has to be that the Zera itself has a Kilayim. But if you're only Markiv, the outgrowth of the Zera, Ze'im Ze'im, that's not going to be included in the Din of Klai Yisrayim B'chlal. So Mele, it's not Shver that Harkava should be Aser midin Klai Yisrayim. That's one possible pshat. That even if the Rambam were to agree to the Svar Pshut of the Rishayim, that every Arkava is also in effect the case of Kalayim, but over here in this halacha, the Rambam is teaching us specifically the din of Arkava. And the Rambam says Mefurish, that's only because it's a Arkava, like we explained before. So in regards to this halacha, the Rambam cannot bring down the din of Yerek B'Yerek, because Imishum the din of Klai Yisrayim, that would only be Asr in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. In order to be Asr in Chutz La'aretz, it has to have a din of Arkava. And that's not Mavur, Mikayach the din of Kalai Zroyim. So that's how we'll answer the first problem. But the second problem is that in our Gemara, Masechet Chulin Daf Samach, the Gemara has a Mefurish Shaila whether or not Hirkiv Zroyim Zel Zeh is Asr, and the Gemara remains with a Teiku. If there's a Teiku, that means it's a Safek Daraisa, maybe there is a Parsh of Arkava by Yerukis, Deshoyim, and Zroyim. So in Cain, how could the Rambam omit entirely a case of Arkavas Yerukis? The Chayra Kapanim, the Rambam should have brought down that it's Aser Misafik, like the Gemara by us, remains with a Teiku. Now the Achrayim have many different Mahalchim had to be Miyash of Shitas Rambam. We're going to mention Be'ezus Hashem two Mahalchim. The first Mahalch we're going to say, which is a very simple Mahalch, is brought down in the Tirus Rayim, Amasech Tekalayim, Perik Aleph Mishnah Zayin, and he brings down that the Mariapanim and the Yerushalmi also says this Pshat, that although it's true that in our Gemara, the Gemara remains with a Teiku, but in the Yerushalmi, it's Mefurish, or the Yerushalmi comes out L'maisa, that there's no Din Arkava in regards to Zroyim. And the Klal is, that any time that the Bavli is Mestapik and the Yerushalmi is Pshitalei, that the Rambam paskins like the Shitas of Yerushalmi. Therefore, the Rambam omits it entirely, and the Rambam holds that in regards to Yerukis and Shar Deshoyim and Zroyim, there's not going to be a Isra of Arkava Bechlal, not like the Teiku of our Gemara. That's the first pshat. The second pshat we're going to say is from the Maharsha in Arasugya, Ubehektim a diok in the Etzam Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is, here gives Shnei the Shaim Zel Gav Zeh, the Rab Chanina Bar Papa Mahu, and the Gemara explains the first sad is, Kivad Lekosav Uluminayu, Loi Michayev, you're not Chayev. So the Maharsha is Medayik, that it's Mashra from there, that the only tzad of the Gemara is that you're not Chayev Malkus, but Avada in Isser is going to be. Now Rashi is not mashma like that, because Rashi b'divrei maschil mahu says mahu laharkiv zebezeh, which is mashma the zasufik. Maybe it's even mutter to be markiv zebezeh, but the Marsha is medayik from the lashon haGemara that the Gemara was not clearing in regards to the iser. The Gemara shaila was only in regards to chiyuv, but avada there is an iser. What's the pshat of this chilik between the iser and the chiyuv? Zok the Marsha mari de kechidish, because be'etzem the Gemara says that the deshayim were nicer kal v'chaymer. If in regards to Ilanes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Limineu, so by them al achas kama v'kama. Because there's a kal v'chaymer, so it's for sure b'chlal Limineu le'inyan iser. The Gemara's only question is in regards to Chiyuv, because the klal is, Ein einshin min adin. We cannot bring an einish based on a kal v'chomer. And being that this is only based on a kal v'chomer, we should not get a malchus. Aydilma, says the Gemara on the second side, kiva de askema yadayu, kiman dechsiv b'hu leminayu damya. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu is maskam, so it says, if it says mefurish leminayu, in regards to the shayim atzmam, that's a mari de kechidish. But al kapanim, that we need to say that it's better than every kal v'chomer. It's as if it's ksiv behedya. And memele, it's not going to be b'chlal the klal in einshem min adin, and you're going to get malchus on our kavas zrayim. So Ayyaita, according to the Marsha, that an isra there definitely is mikav v'chomer. The Gemara's suffix just is whether or not there's a chiyuv. If there's a teku on a chiyuv, so we paskin, suffix einshem is lakula. Memele, zok the Marsha, being that this Rambam is specifically addressing the inyan of malchus, the lashon of the Rambam is hamarkiv ilan be'ilan v'chulu harezel loike. This Rambam is not addressing the Isser. The Rambam is talking about the Malkus Shavai. That's why the Rambam doesn't bring down Yerek B'Yerek, because the Halacha, there's not going to be Malkus Misafik by Yerek B'Yerek. Now, Mitoich Divri Amarsha, it's important to point out, we see a Chiddush, that although the Kal V'Chomer isn't in regards to the Isser itself, but rather the Kal V'Chomer is in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that they should be Limineu, that the Shoyim should go separately. And once that's true, memela, it's minasvara included in the Isser HaTaira of Harkava. Nevertheless, because the Isser is based on a Kal V'Chomer, that's going to be included in the klal of Ein Einshin Min Hadin. Now, we could be ma'is of another nekuda, that be'emes, it's yidua, that there's a major machlaikis as to what's the pshat in the din of Ein Einshin Min Hadin. The Ginis Radin by the Prima Godim in Klal Aleph brings down B'Shem the Sefer Karban Aaron, that the reason is because there's a chshash that maybe the Kal V'Chomer be'emes has a pircha which we're not aware of. And that's also mashma like that in Rashi, Masechta Sanhedrin, defined Gimel, B'divir Maschel Akesha, that says that Ein Einshin Min Hadin because Adam Don Kal V'Chomer Me'atzmai, which is mashma, being that we can be done by ourselves, maybe we're missing something, so you can't be ma'anish based on a Kal V'Chomer. But the Maharsha, in Masechta Sanhedrin of Samach Dalet, B'divir Maschel U'Mizarecha, says that the reason why we can't be ma'anish b'kal v'chomer is because maybe, being that this is be'emes more chomer than the melamed, so maybe this einish is not appropriate for him. Maybe he needs even a bigger einish. So we cannot give him a smaller einish b'makam where the halacha is that he be'emes deserves a bigger einish. V'advarim yiduim v'aruchim ayin in Masechta Bava Kama Daf Beis, all the achrayim will talk about this in regards to Taisus over there. Now, in our sugya, L'chayre, the chshash of that maybe there's a pirkat of the Kal V'Chomer is not present. Because the Gemara says Mefurish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is askim ayadayu, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim to the Kal V'Chomer of the Deshayim. So it's obvious that there's no chshash of a pirkat on that Kal V'Chomer. So imi shamha, we would be able to give Malkus based on this Kal V'Chomer. So be'achreich, we have to say that the Gemara Shaila is not whether or not we give Malkus, but rather the Gemara Shaila is maybe b'chlal it's not included in the Isser. Now, although there is a Kal V'Chomer that tells us that the Deshayim have to grow separately, the Gemara obviously holds that that does not necessarily mean that they're included in the Isser of Harkava. They should grow initially separately. But in order to be Usser midin Isser Harkava, it has to say it in the Parsha. So this would stem Rashi's Shitasai. Being that Lefi Rashi, the Klal of Ein Einshin Min Hadin doesn't apply over here, that's why Rashi tells us Mefurish that the Gemara Shaila isn't specifically in regards to Chiyuv, but Bechrech, the Gemara Shaila is if it's included Bechlal in the Isra of Arkava or not. However, the Marshal Shitasai can say the Pshat that he says. Because being that the Isra is based on a Kal V'Chomer, it's more Chamor for Deshayim to grow Baravuvya than Ilanis to grow Baravuvya. So it's possible that the Isra of Arkava's Deshayim should not suffice for that, the Einish of Malkus, which is why Ein Einshin Min Hadin, and we're not going to have Malkus if it's just learned down in Kal V'Chomer. We will only have Malkus if it's mamish included in the parasha where the Torah says that there's a lav and there's Malkus, which is the Gemara Suffolk. Is it as if it's Kamad Chsivu Lemineu or not? So Hayyite, that we have two Pshatim of Fanenu how to explain why the Rambam omits our Gemara about Harkava Yerek B'Yerek. Either because Yerushalmi is Peshet that there's no Isser, or because the Indian in our Gemara is about Malkus, and the Rambam was talking about Malkus, is Paishat Lakula Misafik. But what remains to be understood, if he that, is why does the Rambam paskin that a mark of Yerek be'ilon, I Ilan be'Yerek, is like it? If it's true that Arkava was only written by Ilanais, and the Rambam is being paishit that there's no din of Arkava al kapanim l'nimalkis by Yerukis, so why by an Ilan be'Yerek or Yerek be'Ilan is there Malkis? This question has been posed by the Torah's Rayim over there in Kalayim Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, and he's Maisif that we find in regards to Kalayim's Rayim, where the Rambam Shita is, that there's no such Isser in regards to Ilanis. What happens if a person wants to plant a Zera of Yerukis together with a Zera Ilan? Zog the Rambam Mefurish in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, Umutar Lizrayas Rayim Vizera Ilan Keachot. So we see that in regards to Kalayim, the Isser only applies if both Minim are in the Isser. So Im Kain, in regards to our Kava, where only Ilanis is in the Isser, so we should need that both Minim are Mine Ilan. So how could the Rambam say that if your mark of a Yarek be Ilan or a Ilan be Yarek, where only one side is in the Isser, but the Zera is not in the Isser, that the Halacha is that you're going to get Malkus? Zog the Tyrus Rayim Amur Dik Yisoid. There's a fundamental difference between the Isser of Kalai Zrayim and the Isser of Harkava. The Isser of Kalai Zrayim is that there shouldn't be an Arvuvya. The fact that there's a mix, there's an Arvuvya between two separate Minim, that's the Isser of Kalayim, and the Torah's Rayim is Marech Berayas, that's the Yisoida Isser. Now, being that the Yisoida Isser is an Arvuvya, Arvuvya is made up from two Zrayim. So it has to be that both Zrayim, which each of them play a role in creating the Arvuvya, they're takas the Isser of Kalayim, that they should not be Be'arvuvya. Mashiachin, the Isser Arkova, is the Isser of a Maisa of being Markiv. If you do a Maisa of being Markiv something in an Ilan, or a Maisa of being Markiv an Ilan in something else, that Maisa Arkova is what the Torah asserted. Mimela, even if one of its Tzadim is not Takas the Isser Arkova, it makes no difference. Because if you're being Markiv something in an Ilan, you did a Maisa Arkova to the Ilan. And so too, if you are Markiv an Ilan in something else, you did a Maisa Arkova in the Ilan. The fact that that something else doesn't have the Isser doesn't take away from the Isser of doing a Maisa of being Markiv in an Ilan. Mimela, Ilan be Yarek and Yarek be Ilan, although the Yarek is not included in the Isser of Arkova, is nevertheless Usser mitzad the Maisa Arkova that's taking place in the Ilan. Ad kan this Yisoid of the Toyez Royim to be Masber the Shitas Harambam. So Ayyayitze, in summary, what we have is that although the Shoyim have an Isser of Kalayez Royim, nevertheless the Gemara has a suffix whether or not they're included in the Isser of Harkava, and like Taisus is Masber, that there are four Nafkaminas. The Rambam Lamaisa Paskins Lakula, either like the Torah Yisroim is Masber because that's the Pshitas of the Yerushalmi, or like the Marsha is Masber, that he doesn't really hold that it's Mutter, but he holds that there's no Malkus because Suffolk Einchen Lakula. Nevertheless, we find that Yarek be Ilan, and Ilan be Yarek, he does get Malkus, like the Torah Yisroim is Masber, because in regards to Harkava, there it's different than in regards to Klai Zrayim, and even if only one side is Asr and not the other side, nevertheless there's going to be an Isser and a Malkus mitzad the Maisa Harkava. And now let's go on to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down the member of Rav Chanan bar Rava, Hashesua Beria b'fnei Atzmei, Sheyesh la Shnei Gabin or Shnei Shedrois. Now the Gemara is darshaning the Lashon HaPasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which says, "Ach azelo soichlu mimale agera umimafrisei aparsa hashesua es hagomo v'sarneves v'sashofon v'goimer." Now Rav Chanan bar Rava understands that hashesua is a min, which that min is aser, and that's what the Torah is being mechadish. That although that min be'emes has both simani tahara, nevertheless it's a yaitzim in a klal, and it's aser migzeres hakasev of es hashesua. Now, the Lashon of our Gemara that says Hashesua Beria b'fnei Atzmei is not exactly the Lashon of Gemara in Masechta Nida Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, which also quotes the memory of Rav Chanan bar Rava. There, all it says is, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, Hashesua Beria sheyesh lo shnei gavin u'shnei shedrois. And it does not say Beria b'fnei Atzmei. What's the beer in these two Gersoyes? So the emphasis is, the Gemara Masechta Nida brings down a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, how to understand what this metzias of Shesua is. Rav's shita is that a Shesua is this barrier sheyesh lo shnei gavin shnei shedrois, which was found b'mei imai of a behemoth tahira. Now, usually the klal is anything that's found in the me'ayim of a behemoth tahira is mutar ba'achila, even if it's found to be dead. Like the Mishnah says mefurish later on the Payin Dalet, and the Gemara Darshan's also on the Samach Tes, and elsewhere in the Perek in Behemah Makasha, from a pasuk of kol behemoth tahilu, which we learn to mean kol asher be'behemah, anything that's found inside a behemah may be eaten. Nevertheless, over here the Torah is telling us that this shesua, which is found in me'imai, is usher to be eaten. That's Shitas Rav, and we're going to get back to it soon. Shitas Shmuel, however, is, like the Lashon of the Gemara says over there, Beria Ba'alma Isa. There's such a Beria Ba'alma, like this shesua, which has Shnei Gabin and Shnei Shadrois, V'chi Agmere Rachmana L'Maisha Ba'alma Agmere. And it's on that Beria Ba'alma that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us that it's usher to eat. Now, there's a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis over there in Nida Daf Chav Daled. What does this mean of Beria Ba'alma? Rashi says Beria Ba'alma means kemashmai, that there's such a species of an animal that looks this way, that it has Shnei Gabin or Shnei Shadrais. And when the Torah says Shesua, the Torah is referring to such an animal which was born from a mother that was also such an animal. That entire species, which has generations, that's what the Torah asers. Although they be'emes have the two simani tahara, it's a gzeres hakasov that this min is a min tame. That's Shitas Rashi. Taisus, however, says that he's matchik the lashon of Beria Ba'alma, and there really is no such species. Shmuel is talking about also a behemah which was born with such symptoms, but it was born from a behemah tahara. The difference between Shmuel and Rav is that Lefi Rav, we found this behemah inside the me'ayim of the behemah Torah, whereas according to Shmuel, it was nailed already. And Shita's Shmuel is that such a behemah is a bar kayama. It can possibly live. And on that, the Torah tells us that nevertheless, it's aser midin shesua. But there is no such species, mother-child, of a shesua which has Shnei Gabin and Shnei Shadrais. Now, in our sugya, where the Gersa is, a shesua buried b'fnei atzmei, so lefi Rashi, that stems very well with Shitas Shmuel, because it is a species b'fnei atzmei, and that's the lashon buried b'fnei atzmei. But according to Taisvis, that he holds that there really is no such species, it's just that it was nailed from a behemah taira with these symptoms, l'chayret tzarech bir, what's pshat in the lashon of buried b'fnei atzmei? But we have to say that the emes is that even according to Taisvis, we don't consider it be'emes the same species, the same min as its mother, just it has these symptoms. Because if that were to be so, then l'chayru would be usher even without the xeris because of Avashasua, midin treifa. Because we learned earlier on Daf Nun Ches that kol yeser is kanatul dami. And of course, an animal which is missing a shedra is going to be a treifa. So here too, if it has an extra shedra, it should be usher midin treifa. Bechrech, we have to say that even according to Taisvis, it's possible for a different min to be nailed from a mother, which is not that min. And in regards to this min, it's the norm for it to have Shnei Shadrais or Shnei Gabin. So it's not considered a yeser kenatal, and it won't be asr midin treifa, and it's only asr mitzeres akasov that this min is a min tame. So the lashon of our Gemara is also good. It's a beria b'fnei atzma. What about according to Shitas Rav? So Shitas Rav is, as we mentioned before, that a shesua was found in the me'ei imai of a behemah tahira, and Rav says it's einoi vlad, because it's not a bar kayama b'chlal. So what's the yisoid isra of shesua? So the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kufna Nundalid, and also other achreinim, they say that pashtus be'emes, there is no isra mitzad the fact that it's einoi bar kayama, that it should be asr midin nevela. Because the halacha is that generally speaking, if you find something in the me'i'imai of a mother, even if it's mace, it's mutter, like we mentioned from the pasuk of kol b'behema teichelu. So the only reason why it's asr, even according to Shitas Rav, is because Shesua tells us that this is considered a min tame. The reason why Rav says that the case is that it was found b'me'i'imai mace is because Shitas Rav happens to be that it can't be neilat chai, because it's einam eskayim. But the Yaseida Isser is identical to that of Shmuel's, that it's a min tame, which is learned out from the pasuk of Shesua. And the Mechas Chinuch continues that you won't get Malkus midin avela b'chlal, because once the Torah tells us it's a behema tameya, the klal hare is that a behema tameya never has the Isser of nevela. It just has the Isser of Behema Tmeya. Now we have to speak out the Lechayrit Shver. If it's true that Be'emes, even according to Rav, it's a Min Tamei, so how does Rav know that the Torah means to Aser it, even if it's found B'mei Imoy? Lechayrit, it's possible that the Torah is only Asering it B'makim, where it was Yoytze La'avara Olam, Mace. That's when the Torah is telling us that it's going to be Aser, because it's a Min Tamei. But if it's B'mei Imoy, it should still be Mutter, because of the general klal of Kol B'mehema Techelu. That if it's found B'mei Imoy, it's going to be Aser. Just like according to Shmuel, although it's a Min Tamei, but if it's found B'mei Imoy, it's going to be Mutter, because Kol B'mehema Techelu. Rav could essentially also agree to that. The fact that it can't be Noilid as a Ben Kayama, so what? It could still be Yaitz La'avar Oilam Mes, and it's possible to be Maikim, the Isra Taira, in such a case where it was Yaitz La'avar Oilam. Me'echateza to Rav, that it's going to be Aser, even if it's found B'mei Imoy. This kasha is posed by Rav Shach Zechayna Levracha in Avi Ezri in Hilchos Macholos Asuris Perak Aleph Halacha Vav, and he says a Mori de Kateretz. Zot Rav Shach, if the halacha of a Shesua was that calls manetz b'mei imay, that it doesn't have an iser because it's called b'behemot techelu, and the whole chalais din min tame is only chal once it's yotzel avra oilam, that would be impossible. Because being that when it's Yaitzel Avra Olam, it's not a Ben Kayama, it's not something that could possibly exist, and it doesn't have a Shem Vlad, according to Rav, it can't be Chal HaChalais Min on an animal which can't have a Kiyum Bechlal. The only Chalais Shem Min Tameh that can be Chal on it is only called Manetz B'mei Imay, and has a life, Derech the mother, so it has some sort of a Chiyus. At that point, it's Shaykh to be Chal on it as Shem Min Tameh. Once it is a min tameh, so who adin, if afterwards it's yaitzel avra oilam, the shem min tameh is not paka from it, and it's going to remain aser midin min tameh. But behachreach, in order for a shasua to have a shem min tameh, l'shitas rav, that it's not shaykh to be a ben kayama, behachreach, that iser min tameh is already chal b'mei imay, and it's not b'chlal, the regular heter of kol b'mehema techelu. Davka, according to Shmuel, that it is a ben kayama, so he can hold that calls manetz b'mei imay, it's b'emes mutter because of kol b'mehema techelu. And when it's born, and it is a ben kayama, that's when it's chalon it, the chaloyz shem min tamei, and that's when the issa shesu is going to be chal. But Rav, the shitasi that holds that it's not a ben kayama b'chlal, b'achreach, this that the Torah considers it a min tamei, must be even calls manetz b'mei imay, and it's being yeinik chias from its mother, that's when it's chal the shem min tamei, and it's not b'chlal the heter of kol b'mehema techelu. Ad kan dvarav ha-nefloim of the Avi Ezri. Now let's get back to the Lashon of our Gemara that says it's a min b'fnei atzmai. According to this Hezbra of the Minchas Chinuch, that stems even with Shitas Rav. Because although that he holds that it's not a ben kayama, nevertheless, the Gedera Yisr, according to Rav, is identical to that of Shmuel, that it's a min tame, and it's not aser midin nevela. So the Lashon of our Gemara is meduyek afil lefi Shitas Rav, which is who we paskin like, that a shesua is a beria b'fnei atzmai. However, the Michas Chinuch is medayik in the Lashon of Rashi over there in Nida Daf Chav Dalid, that he has a different shot in Rav. Because the Lashon of Rashi over there is with the Bir Maschel b'behema aser b'achila, im nishchata imay v'nimtze b'me'eha, v'kol shekein yatzel avra oilam, d'neifalu unevela. Mashba from Rashi that the Yisraelis according to Rav is midin nevela. So we have to say, the Rav holds that the Lashon of the Torah of Shesua is just a Gilui Milsa, that such an animal doesn't have the Heter of Kol B'mehema Techelu, and it's going to be Aser Midin Nevela. But it's not a Min Tameh Bechlal. Because had it been a Min Tameh, then it would Dafka be Aser Midin B'hema Tmeya, and not Midin Nevela, like we said earlier, that a B'hema Tmeya doesn't have the Iser Nevela, it just has the Iser of B'hema Tmeya. So Bechreach Shesua is not a Min Tameh Bechlal, it's just a Gilui that it's going to be Aser because of the regular halacha of a behema tahira, which is aser midin nevela. Although usually called a behema techelu, that's what the tahira is excluding in the shesua, that it doesn't have that heter. According to that, the lashon of our gemara that says, beri b'fnei atzma, would not be able to stem according to shitas rav, which would be atzma explain the shinui haloshen, why in our sugya it says beri b'fnei atzma, because the gemara for whatever reason is going lefi pshutei like shitas shmuel, and we'll be masber that shortly. Whereas the Gemara in Masechta Nida Daf Chav Dalet which is bringing down Bain the Shita of Rav and Bain the Shita of Shmuel, must say a lashon of barrier sheyesh b'shnei gabim b'shnei shadrois without saying barrier b'fnei atzma, so that it should be able to be consistent even with Shita's Rav. Now, in our Gemara, the Gemara has a hemshach. The Gemara says, "V'chi Moshe Rabbeinu kenigi haya, ay balistari haya? Was he a hunter or somebody who was bucky in animals?" Mikan tshuva lo'aymer ein tayra min hashamayim. Now, Taisus v'divrei Maschil v'chi is mavur, and Azai Shekin Taisus also masechta Nida daf Chav Dalet, that this Gemara is a direct hemshech to the memory of Rav Chanan bar Rava. Once we see that the Torah mentions such a rare animal called a Shesua, the Gemara says, how could Moshe Rabbeinu have possibly known that such an animal exists? Be'achreach, Torah is min hashamayim. Zok Tais v'slachayra be'emes, this hemshech stems better with Shitas Rashi in Shmuel than with his own Shita in Shmuel. Because Bishlam, according to Shitas Rashi, where there is mamish such a species, such a rare species, the Gemara has a good taina, because there's no way for Moshe Rabbeinu to have actually seen this species. Be'achreach, Torah is min hashamayim. But according to myself, says Taisvis, that be'emes, this is neilet from a behemoth tahira, it's possible that Moshe Rabbeinu actually saw such a behema which had shnei gabin and shnei shadrais, which was neilet from an average behemoth tahira. Nevertheless, of Taisvis, we can say pshat in the Gemara, the shema shesua ena ba, although it's true that its mother's a behemoth tahira, but that kind of behemoth tahira which can give birth to shesua is a very rare kind of behemoth tahira, and on that the Gemara has a taina, v'chimayish rabbeinu knigi haya ay balistri haya, must be tahiras min hashamayim. Now al kapanim Rashi l'shitasai, who doesn't hold of Taisvus's daichik, he bechreach holds that this lashon of the Gemara is going according to Shita Shmuel, but according to Rav, that we're talking about that you found such an interesting kind of an animal inside the me'e'imai of a behemoth tahira, there the Gemara wouldn't have a taina v'chimesh rabbeinu knigi haya ay balistri haya. So it comes out that the Gemara Masech Techulund of Samach is be'achreach being seisim like Shita Shmuel, which will also explain the lashon of the Gemara that says that it's a barrier b'fnei atzma. Masha'enkein, the Gemara Masech Tanida, which does not say barrier b'fnei atzma, because that's coming to accommodate also Shita's Rav, and on that Gemara, the Gemara would not say this ice sphere either of Moshe Rabbeinu, Knigi Haya, Ay Balistri Haya. So everything works out, L'shitasai, according to Shitas Rashi. Now we have to speak out that there's another Mahalach how to explain this ice sphere of the Gemara, of Moshe Rabbeinu, Knigi Haya, Balistri Haya. And that's brought down on the Marat Tzchius, and he brings down from various Midrashim that are Mavur, that this ice sphere of the Gemara, Be'emes, has no Shaychis to the previous Gemara of Shesua. The Gemara is stamping Meir that from the entire parsha of Behemoth, Tyrus, and Timaeus, we see the Torah is min hashamayim. Because the Torah only counts out very specific animals which only have one simen. And the Dairi Dairis, no other animal other than those brought down in the Gemara, were ever found across the globe that only have one simen. The fact that the Torah can say with such certainty that only these animals have one simen and no other animals, and not be chayshish that we would ever find behemshach adairis, another animal which the Torah does not mention, is only because Torah is min hashamayim. And zok debarat tzchias v'zeh meifes chaytech l'tayra min hashamayim. Ad kan this shtickel, the different pirushim in what Shesua is, two deis, Rashi and Taisus and Shitas Shmuel, and also two deis had on the San Shitas Rav, the pashas like brought down in the Mechas Chinuch v'sharach reinim, and what's mashma from Rashi Masech Tanida, and how they explain the lashon of the Gemara of V'chimayish Rabbeinu, Knigi Haya, Ivalistri Haya, plus the extra pshat from the Marat Tzchias. And now let's go on to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down the pasuk in Parshas Devarim, Kapitel Beis, pasuk Chav Gimel, V'ha'avim hayoshvim b'chatzerim ad Azo, the nation Avim, which lived in Chatzerim ad Azo, Kaftairim hayetzim mikaftar, Hishmidum vayeshvu tachtam. The Kaftarim, who came from Kaftar, they destroyed them and they conquered the Avim's land. And the Gemara brings down two Pirushim who the Avim were. One pshat is they were from the Plishtim, and the second pshat is that they were from Taman. According to the Mahalik that they were from Plishtim, the Gemara explains what the Torah is trying to teach us. Because Behemes, Avram Avinu swore to Avimelech that he would not conquer the Plishtim's land. So in Cain, Kolzman, this land belongs to the descendants of Plishtim, Klal Yisrael would be usher to conquer it. But because Kaftair Mayetzi Mikaftar took it away from the Avim, now it does not belong to the Avim anymore. Presently, it is the land that belongs to the Kaftairim. So it was Nitar Ayidei the Kaftairim. Now it is Mutter for Klal Yisrael to conquer this land. And the Gemara shows suit to this, what's known as Amon Umayav Nitaru Besichon. There were countries that Be'etzem belonged to Amon Umayav. Imkain would be also for Klal Yisrael to conquer them because of the Tzivoy of Al Totzar Es Mayav and Al Totzar Es Amon. But because Sichon conquered them first, so they were Yaitze from the Rishus of Amon Umayav. Now they belong to Sichon. They were Nitaru Besichon, so it's Mutter for Klal Yisrael to conquer these lands. Now the Gemara in Masech Tegit and Daf Lamed Ches learns from this halacha of Amen Umayav Tiraru Besichain that a guy could be kind of from another guy b'chazaka. Now Taisus over there, Al Lamed Ches Amad Aleph B'Divri HaMaschil Aval b'chazaka, and many other Rishayim as well, they're mefarish that the Gemara is not referring to the classic Kinyan of Chazaka, no Al Gadar Uparatz, but the Gemara is referring to the Kinyan of Kibush Melchama. I day the fact that a guy conquers b'mochama, a country from a different guy, he's kinda the land. And so too the Gemara says, a yid could be kinda mekibush mochama, like we learn from the pasuk in Parashas Chukas, vayish mimenu shevi. So this is how the Gemara explains what the Torah is teaching us with the pasuk that v'ha'avim ha'yeshvim v'chatzeirais, kaftairim hayotzi mikaftar, conquer them. Now this only explains, according to the pshat, that the avim were actually plishtim. What about according to the Pshat that the Avim came from Taman? So Rashi says in our sugya that that also has the same inyan. Because Be'emes, the Torah asers in Parshas Devarim, Kapitel Beis, Pasuk Hey, for Klal Yisrael to conquer any land from Edom, like it says in the Pasuk, Al Tisgaruvam, Ki Layatim Lechem E'artzam Ad Midrach Kaf Rogel, Ki Yerusha Le'esav Nasati Esar Seir. And Taman is a descendant from Edom. So that land, because it belonged originally to Taman, would also be usher for Klal Yisrael to conquer. It's only because the Kaftair Mayetzi Mikaftar captured it away from the Avim that Klal Yisrael could now go ahead and capture it. These are the two Pirushim in what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, based on the two Pirushim in the Gemara, who the Avim actually were. Now the Ramban in Chumash on Parashas Devarim, he has a third pshat, which he learns from different Midrashim, which doesn't stem with the Bavli. Zok the Ramban, the Avim were actually from the Shiva Umais. Avim is another way of saying the Uma of Chivi. And Be'emes, Klal Yisrael had a right originally to capture directly from Avim, because the Shiva Umais were given as a Nachla for Klal Yisrael. So why does the Torah have to tell us that the Kaftair Mayetzi Mikaftar captured it away from the Avim? So Ramban explains this based on Psukim earlier in the Parsha. The Torah says, also in Kapitel Beis, starting from Pasuk Tes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael not to take away the land from Mayav, Al Totzar Es Mayav. And the Torah continues, Rifayim Yechashvu Afheim Ka'anokim. Really, this country was originally belonging to the Rifayim. And the Ramban explains that Rifayim is also another name which refers to the Ummah of Chivi. And that's Mavur in the Pasuk and Parshas Lech Lecha, which counts out all the Zion Umais, and instead of mentioning Chivi, it says Rifayim. So the Torah is telling us that Be'emes, this country that belonged to Mayav, originally belonged to Rifayim, which is Chivi, so Klal Yisrael Be'emes should have a right to conquer that land. Nevertheless, because Mayav took it away from the Rifayim, so now we have an opposite effect of Tiharu. Now it became Usur through the fact that Mayav took it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to stay by Mayav, and it was removed from the countries that Klal Yisrael is allowed to take, mitzad the fact that originally they're from the Zion Umais. And the same thing can be found afterwards, in regards to Seir, in Pasuk Yud Beis. The Torah says, U'beseir yashvu achayrim lefanam, uvnei esav yirashim vayashmidim befneim. Says the Ramban, chayrim is also another terminology for Chivi. So we so far have four names for Chivi. There's Chivi, there's Avim, there's Rifayim, and there's also Chayrim. And in Seir also, Be'emes, before Seir conquered the Chayrim, Klal Yisrael would have had a right to conquer that land because it's from the Sheva Lumais. Nevertheless, because Seir took it away from Chayrim first, Vayeshvu Tachtam, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavet to Klal Yisrael not to take it away from Seir. Currently, it's no longer in the possession of the Chayrim who are from the Sheva Lumais. Currently, it's in Seir, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them, and we may not take it away from Seir. And again, the same concept can be found later in that same perek in regards to Amon. It says in Pasuk Yutes, V'karavta mul Amon al tetzurem val tizkarbam, and the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chaf, Eretz Rephaim techashav afi. That also was originally Eretz Rephaim, which is from the Chivi, from the Sheva Umais. But again, we find this concept that because Amon took it away from Rephaim, Bnei Yisrael lost their right to this land. So Hayyotze, that we have three examples of a chelik of land which originally belonged to the Chivi, which was from the Sheva Umais, and originally it was supposed to go to Klal Yisrael, but because various nations conquered this land away from the Chivi before Klal Yisrael got it, Mayav, Seir, and Amon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it should remain with them, and Klal Yisrael should no longer take it away. They lost their rights to this land. Therefore, Zok the Ramban, we would now have a Havamina, that Avim as well, because the Kaftarim conquered it away from Avim, you may think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this situation as well, said that Klal Yisrael lost their right to this Chelik of Chivi, and it would stay with the Kaftarim. Nevertheless, the Torah is telling you it's okay for Klal Yisrael to take it, because specifically the Chalakim that are now in the hands of Amon, Moav, and Seir, there is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu disallowed Klal Yisrael to take that land. But the chelik that went to Kaftar, it's okay, there is no tzivoy disallowing us to take it from Kaftar, and we may take it away from them. So Hayyotze, lefi the Ramban, that we have a similar concept as Amon Umayav Tir Ubisichain, just in the opposite direction. By Amon Umayav Tir Ubisichain, we have a country which was originally off limits to Klal Yisrael, they were Amon Umayav, but because they were conquered afterwards, Aydei Sichain, with the kinin of Kibush Mochama, now Klal Yisrael may take it away from them. And here, we have an opposite situation, where there were lands which were originally from the Sheva Umais, and Klal Yisrael was able to take them, they had a right to take them. Nevertheless, because afterwards, Amon Umayav and Seir conquered them, and it became their property through Kibush Mochama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now said, from these countries, you mustn't take away their land, and Klal Yisrael lost their right to these lands. And Azoyiz Mefarish Be'emes, the Prashas Drachim, in the old print on page Lamed Zayin. What's interesting though is that Rashi has a different pshat in the psukim of Rephaim Yechashvu Afheim, which we brought down earlier, that's written in regards to the countries of Amon and Moav. Rashi in our sugi is Mefarish, that the Torah is coming to tell you that you would think that these countries which were originally called Rephaim, Be'emes, Klal Yisrael has a right to them, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu that his children can receive the land called Rephaim. And the Torah is telling you, v'zel l'shoyin Rashi in our sugya, kisvurim zuhi shenitna l'Avram, aval loy zuhi shenasati l'Avram, elo le'elu nasatim. You may think that this is the Eretz Rephaim which I was referring to, which I promised Avram, but it's not true. This land which was called Eretz Rephaim is not the land that I was referring to when I promised it to Avram. This Be'emes belongs to Amon Umayav. And it's only later, kishiyigiu lechevel argoiv, at the end of the parsha, where it says in the pasuk, ahu yikari eretz Rephaim, there the Torah is saying that specific eretz Rephaim, that's the one zuhi shenasati l'Avram, that's the one I was referring to when I promised it to Avram. Rashi and Chumash is mefarish it the same way. Now the chayritz mavur from Rashi that the only reason why Klal Yisrael does not have a right to these countries which are called eretz Rephaim, it's not because Amon Umayav took it away from them, and now it belongs to Amon Umayav, and it no longer is Eretz Rephaim, because of Kibush Mochama. But rather, Rashi found it necessary to say that even originally, this Eretz Rephaim is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he promised it to Avram. Now this is Tzarech Bir, because the Chayre, just like we find in the Ramban, Rashi could have been Mefarish, that even if these lands were originally included in the Eretz Rephaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram, and they're included in the Zion Umais, nevertheless, being that Amon Umayav conquered them through Kibush Mochama, presently, they're not anymore the lands of the Zayin Umayis. They're the lands of Ammon Amayev. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say to Klal Yisrael, don't take it away from Ammon Amayev. Why is it necessary for Rashi to tell us that these were not part of the Eretz Rephaim which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Klal Yisrael even originally? Pitzarech Bir. But the Chayr of the Pshat is Pashit, because in Shuvis Dvar Avram, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph, he's Mechiach, Mitoich the Sugya in Gitten, in Shitas Rashi, that the halacha of Kibush Mechama only applies either by an Oivet Kachavim who's capturing something away from Oivet Kachavim, or by a Yisrael that's capturing something away from Oivet Kachavim. But Oivet Kachavim that comes and is Kibush B'Kibush Mechama, something away from Klal Yisrael, that he is not Kaina, and remains the property of Klal Yisrael. So in Cain, if Lu Yitzur, these Eretz Rephaim originally were the Eretz Rephaim that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, the fact that Ammon Amayev took it away from the Rephaim would not take it away from Klal Yisrael's property. They would not be Kainayet B'Kibosh Mochama. And it would not make sense for there to be a Tzivoy not to take it away from Ammon Amayev. It's not halachically theirs, Bechlal. They never were Kainayet B'Kibosh Mochama. Therefore, Rashi has to tell us that Be'achreach, these Eretz Rephaim were not the Eretz Rephaim Bechlal that belonged to Klal Yisrael. They belonged to the Geisha nation of Rephaim, and they were not given to Klal Yisrael. Memela, Ammon Amayev, who conquered it, Akum Me'akum, could be Kainet, and on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzavos, not to take it away from Ammon Umayev. The problem is that the Dvar Avram in this very same shtickle, he learns, and his Mechiach, that that is Shitas Ramban as well. That there's no kinyan of Kibush Mochama when a guy is Kibush something from Yisrael. In Cain, we have to go back to the Ramban. The Ramban who explains that Be'emeth Rephaim means Eretz Achivi, and Be'emes, originally, they're from the Zayin Umayis. And nevertheless, once Ammon Amayev conquered them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah to us to leave it in the hands of Ammon Amayev and not take it away. We lost our rights to it. But L'chaire, it never became the property of Ammon Amayev B'chlal. There is no kinyan of Kibush Mochama. Be'etzem, it should still be the property of Klal Yisrael, which had a right to it because it's from the Zayin Umayis. So why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now tells us to leave it up by Ammon Amayev, if it really, halakhically, is not theirs, it never left the Rishus of Klal Yisrael, Ayidei Kibush Mochama. Now, L'chaire, the answer to this is that Rashi and Ramban in Parshas Dvarim are going L'shitasam in Parshas Lech Lecha. Because Rashi and the Ramban have a major Yisaitistik Machlaikis on the Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, Kapitel Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, Vaknani Vaprizi Az Yeshiv Varetz. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu himself, and Klal Yisrael got it from him, Derech Yerusha, or even originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave it to Avram Avinu. He was just Mavtiach to Avram Avinu that his children, Lizaracha Etein Es Haaretz Hazois. Shitas Rashi is that Be'emes had already belonged to Avram Avinu, and through Avram Avinu, through the Koyach of Yerusha, Klal Yisrael got it. Whereas the Ramban, he argues in Rashi, and he says, it only went to the Zera of Avram Avinu, and they were only Kainet at the time that they went into Eretz Yisrael. The fee that we can understand their Machlekes in Parshas Devarim and in Eretz Sugya as well. Rashi's Shita, that it belonged originally to Klal Yisrael, therefore Rashi holds that if we were to say that the Eretz Rephaim, which Ammon Amayev conquered, originally really was from the Zayin Umayis, that would mean that Klal Yisrael Be'emes had a kinyan on it before Ammon Amayev came around. V'im Kain, if Ammon Amayev are kaivishit, they're not kainit, because a guy is not kainit from Yisrael, ayidei kibush mochama. So it would not be usher for Klal Yisrael to reclaim the land, which Be'emes never left their rishus in the first place. Be'achreach, Rashi has to be mafarish, that the Torah is telling us, lo'i zuhi eretz rephaim shenasati l'avram. This is not the eretz rephaim which he actually gave Avram. This is a different eretz rephaim. And this legally does belong to Ammon Amayev. Mimele, it's also for Klal Yisrael to take it. Mashenke in the Ramban L'shitasi that he holds that Klal Yisrael was never actually Kainet, because if Avram Avinu wasn't Kainet, Klal Yisrael was only meant to be Kainet when they went into Eretz Yisrael. So it comes out, even though Eretz Rephaim was Be'emes from the Zayin Umayis, it's another name for Chivi, nevertheless, it didn't belong to Klal Yisrael yet. So when Ammon Amayev conquered those Chalakim of Eretz Rephaim, they were kainit because Akum e Akum is kainit b'kibush mochama. So it's legally theirs. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be mitzav us, do not reclaim it, leave it by Amon Umayev, and don't take it away from them. Ad kan this machlekes, and the beautiful Lishitasei of Rashi and the Ramban. So Hayyitze, in summary, there's a klal of Amon Umayev Tiharu B'sichain, that if a guy is kinder from Amon Umayev, it no longer belongs to Amon Umayev, and now Klal Yisrael could take it. What about, is there a Farkerta klal? If you have something that originally belonged to Klal Yisrael, and Amon Umayev took it away, do we say that now it belongs to Amon Umayev as well, and Klal Yisrael can't take it? So that be'emes, alpi, the chiddush of the Dvar of Ram, that he's mechiyach from Rashi and the Ramban, that there's no kibush mochama when a guy takes away from Klal Yisrael, so that should not be. It would not belong to Amon Umayev, it would be'emes have never left the reshus of Klal Yisrael, and there's no reason they shouldn't be able to reclaim it. But that's only if it actually belonged to Klal Yisrael. And Rashi and Ramban are chaylik, whether Eretz Yisrael, the Zayin Umis, was originally given to Avram Avinu, or it was only given to Bnei Yisrael when they went into Eretz Yisrael. And if you feed the Ramban that it did not yet belong to Avram Avinu, so Kibush Mochama would apply, and that would asser Klal Yisrael to reclaim it. And therefore, the Ramban could properly learn that Eretz Ephraim actually was originally from the Zayin Umis, but Rashi Lishitase that he holds that Eretz Yisrael was given immediately to Avram Avinu, Be'achreach, he has to be mefarish, the Eretz Rephaim that's mentioned in the Psukim in regards to Amon Umayev, that's not the Eretz Rephaim which was originally given to Avram Avinu. Therefore, Amon Umayev actually were able to conquer it, and it's usher for Klal Yisrael to reclaim it. Adkan this shtickle, and adkan this shir to Masechta Chulin Daf Samach.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.